The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So we're coming very close to Halloween, and a long break for school children might be a time that you go away. But if you haven't planned it, how difficult is it to find a Halloween break about a month out? Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us. And I believe getting out of the country around Halloween time can be very expensive, can it?
Yeah, that's right. Prices are really high throughout, actually. I think a lot of people book well in advance, and a lot of people tend to go even a year, sometimes a year in advance. The minute the flights come on sale, they're gone. But there is some good value at home, which is, I suppose, always good.
Well, take us through some of them. You have a deal in Meath, staying in a country cottage.
Yeah, the Pooka Festival is on in Meath, which is a huge, big festival this year. Lots of big acts there. Deirdre O'Kane, Tom Dunn. There's lots, I think even Bell X One. I think even Gavin James might be playing. Lots of big acts, but there's also lots of parades and things going on. So I did find a deal in these decoy country cottages. They're in Navan. So really easy access to all the activities. For Halloween night, the 31st of October, for two nights. Now, they have 2 and 3 bedroom, they have cottages and houses that sleep up to 6. You're looking at 664 for 4 people for 2 nights, for a 2 bedroom cottage, or 885 for a house for 5, 1050 for a house for 6. Now, they're not cheap, but they're cheap considering the Pooka Festival is on, if you know what I mean. It's good if somebody wants to partake in that festival and enjoy all the activities. There's lots of free events as well as ticketed events as well. Huge, big processions and everything. So it looks really, really good.
Yeah, the Pooka procession in Trim on Saturday the 2nd. You have the lighting of the sound fire taking place on Halloween night, followed by live music. And those are free events. I suspect some of the other ones are ticketed and priced. Yeah. And then you've put something together. The Bram Stoker Festival is on in Dublin. What dates?
The 25th of October to the 28th. Again, this has been going for years, I think nearly 10 years now. The famous author of Dracula was actually born in Clontarf. So Dublin City Council do this festival every year. Again, loads of different events, everything from walking tours to parades to family activities. Lots of free events. Now, even though they're free, you still need tickets. Like there's a fire spectacle in Dublin Castle every night. There's a little mini disco, kids disco, Dracula's disco in the Mansion House. For kids age 5 and above. So loads going on in Dublin. You get that on bramstokerfestival.com. And it said, but even though some of them are free, you just need to make sure you buy the tickets in advance.
But then if you're coming to Dublin for that, what sort of prices would it be for hotel rooms at that time of year?
Yeah, I was quite surprised, actually. I expected Dublin to be a lot more expensive. I got a great deal in the Radisson Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel in Stillorgan, on the Sunday night, the 27th, so the bank holiday Sunday. Perfect for a couple, €140 for the room, so €70 per person in a 5-star. Thought that was really good. Or for a family, the Clayton and Balls Bridge was quite good value, €215 for a family room there.
That's just for the one night though, and the other nights around it might be more expensive, would they?
Well, you see, this is the thing, I probably should have said this at the start. If you've got families and you're off for the whole week, definitely the value is going midweek. So Monday to Wednesday, or, you know, Tuesday to Thursday, something like that. The weekend is definitely going to be more expensive. I just picked those dates because the festival is only on in Dublin from the 25th to the 28th. But there's loads of events around the country, and a lot of hotels are doing activities for the whole of the midterm break. So it just, I suppose it depends on, you know, whether you have the week off and you're flexible on annual leave and things like that.
No, go up to Derry for me and the Halloween festival in Derry between the 28th and 31st of October.
Yeah, this is supposed to be fantastic. I haven't been to it, but I've heard it's actually, in fact, they say it's one of Europe's best Halloween festivals. And it's all the whole city walls. It's all transformed. And it's, again, it's slightly different dates. It's the 28th to the 31st of October, whereas like Pooka starts the 31st of October to the 3rd of November. So they're all kind of slightly different, but they've huge big parades through the city with fire breathing dragons, and always see on Instagram, really, really good. The parades look fantastic, and there's huge big fireworks display at the end. Now, trying to get accommodation on Halloween night was difficult, but there is availability on the first night, the 28th of October, in the Best Western White Horse Hotel. It's again very cheap. I thought €138 per room for 2 adults, or a family room €192. So if you want that whole Halloween festival and lots going on, Derry is supposed to be fantastic.
Okay, now other Halloween family breaks around the country. You are going to give us sort of hotel breaks. Start for me in County Laois at the Midlands Park Hotel.
Yeah, I stayed in this hotel myself many years ago. It's actually a really lovely hotel, fabulous steakhouse and leisure centre and everything there. And it's always great value. Family of four, €312 for two nights. That's from the 29th of October. And you're very, where it's located, like you're half an hour from Castlecombe or Discovery Park, if you want to go there, brilliant for families, or 50 minutes from Birr Castle. And Birr Castle, it has loads going on for Halloween. There's a huge, big Halloween trail. Ireland's largest and tallest treehouse and playground. There, the one of the world's largest telescopes, but the Halloween silly science camp and lots going on for kids, so that could be a really nice one as well.
And then if you want to go into Kildare, the Killishy House Hotel does the sort of a Halloween special for families.
Yeah, the kids are given a spooky goodie bag when they arrive and they're encouraged to dress up. They've got face painting, there's a spooky themed movie, and they wheel out this ghost cart with sweets and everything while they're watching the movie. You can book that for one, two or three nights, and they include a three course dinner, so it's €375 for a family of four, bed and breakfast with three course dinner as well.
Okay, now what about Enniscrone and the Ocean Sands Hotel?
I just picked this out because I just think it's great value. And for someone who's not, doesn't particularly want Halloween themed activities, but they just want to get away with the family, beach walks and things like that. It's right on the beach. The 29th of October for two nights, a family room is only €288 for two nights, which I think is a steal, really.
What about luxury breaks? The five-star Dunloe Hotel, where's that?
That's in Kerry, and it's absolutely brilliant for kids at any time of year. It's one of the, you know, rare sometimes with five-star hotels when they have so much for kids, but they have a kids club usually during the school holidays. This year it's a Halloween-themed kids club. They also run, they've free horse riding, free fishing on the lawn. So they've loads of activities included in the price when you stay there anyway. But the Halloween activities look really good. There's a Halloween disco, there's mystery parties, all in the kids club. The kids can eat in the kids buffet. Parents can have a nice romantic meal if they want. So it's a luxury experience. So for a one night your stay, it's €420, just bed and breakfast for a family of four. But they do have lovely rooms for five, big family interconnecting rooms. And I thought this wasn't bad, €440 for a family of five.
And then finally, somewhere I haven't been in about a decade, I think, at this stage, but it was absolutely wonderful spot, Castle Martyr Resort in East Cork, another five-star establishment.
Yeah, another five-star. Again, they're doing lots of things for Halloween. Apparently on Halloween night, the castle is all going to be lit up. Lots of kind of spooky, scary monsters and ghosts and things like that. But they've costume making and storytelling and face painting and all going on. They have cottages or lodges or residences, I think is what they call them on the website. So for somebody looking for a sort of a spacious lodge, they have a two-bedroom orchard residence for a family of four for two nights. And I think they will hold more than four, €740, including breakfast. And then you get an evening meal on the night of your choice.
That's great. Sarah Slattery, it's all going to be on your website, isn't it? Yeah, travelexpert.ie.
That's right. I have a post with them all listed there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sarah. We'll talk to you again next week.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.